Virginia is mourning the loss of Leroy Hassell Sr., who became the first African-American Chief Justice of Virginia's Supreme Court in 2003. Hassell has died at the age of 55. For some thoughts on his life and career, we're joined this morning by former Governor Gerald Biles, who appointed Hassell in 1989. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
When you made the appointment, and Leroy Hassell was just 34 years old, what did you see in him at such a young age that prompted you to make that selection?
Well, even as a young lawyer, Hassell was cutting a fairly wide swath in Richmond. His wide-ranging practice impressed his colleagues, his friends, certainly me. His civic service was extensive. His chairmanship of the Richmond City School Board was quite notable. So in the waning days of my administration, and I had the opportunity and the duty to fill a vacancy on our Supreme Court, I thought that by any measure that Mr. Hassell possessed the attributes of a good jurist. He worked hard, he possessed integrity, he was open-minded, he was disciplined and fair. But I was also impressed with his capacity for dealing with some rather complex questions of policy and administration, and with the fact that at age 34 he could serve for a long time.
Now, he was the first person in Virginia to be elected Chief Justice by his colleagues. Before that, the position was determined by seniority. Why did that change, and why do you think his colleagues selected him?
I'm not in a position to answer that question. I think the court and the legislature agreed that seniority wasn't the only basis for determining who should be the chief administrator of the court system. But whatever it was, I remember at the at one of the ceremonies that he indicated that he intended to pursue two themes that he hoped would mark his tenure as Chief Justice. One was providing universal access to legal services, and the second was preserving judicial independence. And in my judgment, he did just that. He kept the faith.
Well, what do you think will be his judicial legacy?
I suppose that will be for the historians to record, but from my point of view, the accolades are already pointing to his efforts to expand Virginia's legal services for the indigent, for his work to champion and preserve drug courts. He was very active in insisting upon annual seminars to provide continuing legal education for practitioners of indigent criminal defendants. He was notable in his efforts to improve mental health proceedings, his commitment to promote diversity in the composition of judicial committees and commissions. He was very active in the reformation of the state's magistrate system, the improvement of the court's information technology systems, as well as really an early concern for an assessment of courthouse security around the state. So, in short, he was a very busy chief, and I think he made justice more accessible than for those who knew him and worked with him over the years. They're not surprised at his energy and his commitment and the results that he achieved for the legal justice system.
Governor Biles, thanks so much for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
Gerald Biles, a former governor of Virginia, also the director of the University of Virginia's Miller Center of Public Affairs. He joined us this morning to remember Leroy Hassell Sr., the first African-American Chief Justice of the Virginia Supreme Court, who has died at the age of 55.